Okay, we're continuing in our search for the Eish HaShchayil. Although we did not finish the Tiv HaShabbos' commentary, I will leave that maybe for another time, but I wanted to do something else today. And this is a rendition of the Piazetzner Rebbe, Rav Klanimus Kalmish Shapiro, who we've quoted often. And he wrote a sefer called the Chovas HaTalmidim, which is a work that on Chassidus for young men, but it's applicable to any of us now. And then he appended to it Shalosha Mamorim, three discourses. And one of them is a discourse on Shabbos. It's a long discourse, but towards the end of the discourse, he gives you his explanation of how it you should say the Eish HaShchayil. So I'm just going to, and they've translated, since I've taught it last time, they've translated this into English. So I figure it's just best to read it for you. And you just hear and take notes as you like. I mean, really, it would be kedai to do the whole thing. But it's way too long for us to get to the Eish HaShchayil. And maybe sometime in the future we'll go through the Sefer Chovas HaVavos. But anyway, let's read a little bit, and it's about a page or two till he gets to the Eish HaShchayil. It's a whole different spin on the Eish HaShchayil. Wow. So far, we have the understanding it's the Torah, and we're using the wife as the allegory to that, so it could certainly apply to the wife as well. Cool. Now we're going to find a new Eish HaShchayil. So he says, in the second discourse, chapter 4, we explain the difference between the divine revelation in the world at large versus the revelation manifested through the Jewish people. Although God's divinity is revealed through everything in the world and the whole world is full of his glory, nonetheless, that revelation is only an expression of his power and not his essence. The revelation of godliness in all of the types of creations, the various species and individuals which comprise all of creation are only sparks of his illuminating power, whereas the illumination which is manifest through the Jewish people is that of God's holy essence. And we call that the Shekhinah. Although even the world at large, his wisdom and Kedusha can be discerned, it is only through careful contemplation using one's das and nefesh, one's intellect and soul, that man can understand that the creator of the world fashioned the universe through wisdom. If one does not reach a sufficient level of discerning, then he will not understand, since he perceives only a physical world which expresses only God's power. Any inkling of God's wisdom or Kedusha will be as one who tells of light shining far away. A Jew, on the other hand, embodies in his mind and heart the actual illumination of God's Kedusha and Da'as. When a Jew contemplates the Torah, this is Hashem's Da'as. He is led to other holy spiritual thoughts of God and Avodas Hashem and service of Hashem. And he focuses on God and yearns to draw closer to him. All of those holy desires and thoughts are an actual revelation of God's light within the Jewish individual. The Jew is an expression of an aspect of the revelation of Mount Sinai, reflecting the illumination of God's essential Kedusha and Chochmah. We have demonstrated the distinctions between the souls of inanimate objects, plants, animals, and man, as well as the distinctions in the revelations of the four worlds, which are all revelations of God's light. All of the souls reflect the one supernal soul, which in this world is expressed in separate bodies. In other words, you have the collective Jewish soul and it's expressed through individuals. So too, it should be clear that the revelation through the soul of the Jew, the Nishmas Yisrael, as expressed in each individual Jew, is actually the revelation of a single, supernal Neshama, the Neshama of Klal Yisrael, which is distinct from the revelation of other nefashos of inanimate objects, plants and animals, and even people. This neshama manifests itself through individual Jews, as is known above as Knesset Yisrael, the congregation of Israel. Since the soul called congregation Israel reveals not only Hashem's power, but even Hashem's essential Kedusha and Chochmah, as explained above, our holy sages refer to this soul of Knesset Yisrael as Isha, woman or wife. For we know at Sinai we got married or betrothed to God. What's that? That's the Knesset Yisrael. That's the Shekhinah. There's two aspects. We have HaKadosh, we have Kutcha Brichu, the Almighty. That's the Almighty beyond what we could understand. And then we have the Shekhinah, which is the revelation of the divine presence of God, which is manifest through Knesset Yisrael, through the Jewish people. So that's Kabbalistically known as the wife. This, so to speak, as the Torah describes the creation of the first woman, for she was taken from man, a bone from her husband's bone, flesh from his flesh. A man's wife reveals his chokmah, his das, and even a portion of his mind by bearing his children. For these are from the traits which a father bequeaths to his sons. A son's mind is from his father's mind. So too, Knesset Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael on high, the collective Jewish soul that's above in Shemayim, is the queen of the Almighty King, who reveals himself in the soul of individual Jews. All of the revelation through the entire world and all the revelations through the various souls are all for the for her benefit. For it is through her that the illumination of the King's essence, so to speak, is revealed to the world. This revelation is the essential purpose of the creation of the world and the revelation as a whole. So everything in this world is meant to be used by the Jew, who will then really illuminate godliness in his behavior. Now, the essence and meaning of the Jew, a riddle which has puzzled the whole world, is understood. The Midrash records how the nations of the world are amazed and ask why the Jewish people are so often willing to be slaughtered for the sanctification of God's name, willing to submit themselves to stoning, burning, beheading, and strangulation rather than violate God's Torah. If this is your only question, nations of the world, then we will add much more to your amazement. In fact, we are amazed at your wonderment. We add to your question. Why is the entire life of a Jew a life of self-sacrifice? Not only when he is, God forbid, asked to denounce his God, does he jump like a ram onto the altar, but his whole life is one of religious tests. From the moment he emerges from his mother's womb and until his last breath, he is pursued, his headaches and his heart pangs. But from the Holy One of Yisrael, he will not stray even a hair's breadth. This is his being, and this is his essence. His heart beats, and his soul breathes with the breath of complete self-sacrifice. He learns the Torah, keeps the Shabbos, educates his children in the ways of the Torah, and all of his avoda is to Hashem, not in a superficial or offhanded way. Rather, everything he does is self-sacrifice. So why, nations of the world, are you amazed and inquire about this? Do you not realize that it is not a simple force from this world which is revealed within us? Do you not see that the Eshes Chayil, the supernal queen, crown of her supernal husband, manifests herself within us and acts through us? And since she is above the limitations of this world, all of its trials and its accompanying suffering do not disturb her. Her deeds are the work of God and are not subject to worldly limitations. The day is near when her husband will come to rescue her. He will raise her up from her infirmity, shake off the dust from her, and her light will spread from one end of the earth to the other. All the inhabitants of the world will be ashamed, and all the dwellers of earth will fear and proclaim, quote, "Woe unto us, for we have trampled beneath our feet the supernal queen. We have maliciously abused a manifestation of the soul of the Almighty and his Kiddush." In other words, we represent that infinite power of the supernal Eishes Chayil.
So is this Torah or the Shabbat?
I'm sorry?
Is this the Torah or Shabbat? This Eishes Chayil is Torah?
No, we're saying it is the Knesset Yisrael. Yeah. It is the congregation of Israel. It is the collective Jewish soul that's the mate of Hashem that is manifest in each and every one of us. In other words, what the Rebbe is saying, what wouldn't a mother do for her child? What wouldn't a woman do for her husband? You know, the non-Jews look at this like, look, think like the Catholic religion. So, it says you can't do certain things. So, why? Why? Well, to keep the religion. To go to heaven. Or to not go to hell. But they're not telling you that we are collectively the spouse of Hashem. And that we're manifesting Hashem's divinity within us. And it's not something that you know. When you look at a table, you could think and understand there's a God behind it. But when you look at a Jew who serves God properly, it's very important, the word properly. You know, unfortunately, you could look at a lot of Jews in a shul that talks, you don't see it. If you go to a shul where everybody is in rapture and prayer, you could see this.
But if we're all one soul, then there's a bit of a fine line.
It damages it, yes. But why are we willing to self-sacrifice? Because it's about the relationship. It's about our husband. I know what my job is, to bring God's glory manifest through my behavior. They tell a story of a Hungarian convert who was subsequently, you know, brought to his death in the Holocaust. And they asked him, "Why in the world did you convert?" So he said like this, which at that time was very unusual to see converts. So he says, "You know, I'm non-Jewish. I do business with Jews all the time. All the time. And, you know, during the week I see the Jews. And they're regular people. I mean, they got a cap on and they, you know, they're nice people. But when they would come out of their synagogue on Yom Kippur, after the Yom Kippur was over, and they come out wearing their talis and their kittel. And he said to me, those weren't the same Jews I was talking to during the week. Those were angels. He said, in any religion that can turn a human being into an angel is one I want to be part of. That's what the sacrifice is for. It's not dying for just a religion. It's to be the wife, to manifest that. And no struggle is too hard, because you're tapping into an infinite source. If you understand what the benefit is, you understand what the reality is. You know, for example, it's like another marshal, a basketball player. Okay, they work very hard. When they're playing, you know, it's hard. And they're exhausted after a game, especially if they play like 40 minutes plus. They're exhausted. But when they're playing, they don't feel the pain. They're exhilarated. They're on a high. Now, if you would tell them to play the game but do one thing different, if you take the ball away and say, do everything you're doing, just without the ball. Like run up and down the court, jump up and down, hit the backboard. It's just without a ball.
5 minutes.
Just like actions. Like,
wouldn't work.
After 5 minutes, they'd say,
I'm tired. What am I doing?
The ball makes every... Oh, there was, you have to, as they say, you have to keep your eye on the ball. If a Jew keeps his eye on the ball, you don't feel the pain. You don't feel how hard it is to get up at 5:30 in the morning to go to shul. You don't feel it because you got a goal that's so much loftier. You're beyond feeling the pain. And what's going to be at the end of time? The non-Jews who have tried to kill us and all this, and it's going to be revealed that we are really the Eish HaChayil. Now, let's imagine, you know, people in England killing the Queen of England every day, and then realizing one day she's the Queen of England. So that's how the non-Jews are going to react. So this is the setup. Now he says, sometimes on the eve of the Holy Shabbos, meaning evening time, when your spirit soars heavenward, I guess after you've learned everything about Shabbos, and you contemplate the Kedusha of God and Yisroel, you no longer see private individuals of Klal Yisroel. Instead, you see the transcendent queen, a shining light that emanates from the essence of the Kedusha of Hashem that manifests itself within these individuals. On Shabbos, a Jew can get to that state a little easier. With your neshama yisera, with that extra soul you get on Shabbos, the extra perception, it is as if your eyes scan all the Jewish people at once. You see them bent under the burden of their troubles, shaken and sullied, suffering and sighing. Life for a Jew in the 1900s was not easy. And yet amidst all of this anguish, they are joyous, singing and proclaiming before the Almighty, Master of the Universe, we are yours and we are suffering for you. With our whole lives and souls, we will crown your sovereignty over the entire world and will fill the whole world with the illumination of portions of your Kedusha, your Das, your will, even your very essence, so to speak. That's what you hear. That's what you're hearing on Shabbos. That's what you should be hearing. When your soul sees this, you feel aflame with passion. Your soul is now neither broken nor depressed. On the contrary, your soul is exhilarated and uplifted with holy pride over the aspect of Malchus, the sovereignty of Knesset Yisrael on high, that is manifest in all of Yisrael and even in you. Such a vision leaves your soul yearning to sing to her and to speak her praises to Hashem. Although you sang Eish HaChayil and intoned the Kiddush at the beginning of the Shabbos meal, your passion has not yet cooled off. You go to the window and lift your eyes upward to Hashem in heaven. It is as if a force beyond your control inspires your soul from within you to sing out to God as follows. And now he's going to explain the Eish HaChayil again in this light. That the Eish HaChayil is Knesset Yisrael, is the congregation of Israel. How every Jew on Shabbos manifests being the queen. And we are the Eish HaChayil. Master of the world, a woman of valor, such as she, who can find? Her value is far greater than pearls. Her husband's heart trusts in her. Means God, her husband, so to speak, trusts in her. Because she does his work with faith and self-sacrifice as she subdues the whole world before him, bringing its spoils, as it were, unto him. Next line, all the days of her life she bestows upon him good and not evil, meaning not only when it is good or convenient for her, rather she rises while still night, which is a code for, even in the bitter exile, even while in her darkest suffering, she rises. She gives sustenance to the members of her home. Knesset Yisrael apportions God's Kedusha among all of the Jewish people and the whole world. In other words, it's everyone sustains from this. Her work is not superficial or offhanded. Rather, she girds her loins with strength and exerts her arms. Her Torah study and Avodas Hashem are done with Mesiris Nefesh, with self-sacrifice. She does not do her work perfunctorily like a bondmaid, but rather infuses the essence of God's illumination in everything she does. Next pasuk. She senses the goodness of her enterprise, means she feels the meaning of God's kedusha and his service, and for this reason, the pasuk goes on, her candle will not go out at night. This gives her strength to withstand the dark suffering of her exile. That's the night, the candle. The next pasuk, her husband is known in the gates. Master world, who makes your name known in the world if not Knesset Yisrael? And who manifests your kedusha if not us, your children? We are not suffering out of compulsion, nor are we taking your holy burden upon ourselves with bitter angst. Rather, we do it all with joy, resolve, and strength. As the next pasuk says, strength and beauty are her garments, and she laughs to the last day of her life, because she knows that every day of her life, she did your work with faith and thus sanctified your name. The next pasuk, she opens her mouth with wisdom, God's wisdom, and the Torah of loving kindness. God's Torah is always on her tongue. All of this leaves me unable to hold myself back. My soul sings to her, the next pasuk. Her children arise and laud her, and not just us, but also her husband. Who's that?
Hashem.
In the upper realms, praises her. Yes, many women have been valiant. Rabos banos also choyo. All the souls that God has revealed in the world serve to reveal his glory. Va'at olis al kulano. But you are above them all. They only reveal the rest of the world, the other women, the other non-Jews. They only reveal a spark of the illumination of his power. Whereas she, us, reveals God himself, as it were, his da'as and his kedusha. A woman who reveres God, Isha Yirsa Hashem, she shall be praised. Master world, we therefore implore you, forgive her from the fruits of her hands. Raise her up out of the dust and hasten our redemption from her suffering and her exile. That's the end of his commentary, but just one more point. At this moment, you do not see the degradation of Yisrael, nor is it from pity that the song Esh Yischiel rises up from the depths of your soul. You see only greatness. Everything is nullified before God. There is no material world whatsoever. He fills the whole world with his glory, and that is everything. The Shekhinah and her limbs, which are the souls of Klal Yisrael, are the purpose of everything and all that really exists. The pasuk says, I have said you are godlike. When you look at yourself at this moment, you see a glimpse of an angel within you. The Shekhinah, which is Knesset Yisrael, dwells within you, and you in her. At this time, you do not feel joy or delight, only bittul, which means nullification of the self, according to your level. You feel a heightened state of purity and elevation. Fortunate are you, and good is your lot, in this world and in the world to come. It is true that you will not understand all of the details of the inner meaning of Esh Yischiel, because you do not fully understand the whole matter of Malchus, the last sphere of kingship, and Knesset Yisrael. Don't fully get it. Nevertheless, your understanding is like the parable of the simple man looking at the fortress. Even though he does not know all of its details and his knowledge is incomplete, still the little that he knows about the fortress is true knowledge. If you say the words of Esh Yischiel with a full heart and soul, as mentioned above, then you will surely be making a great unification above in the higher worlds. This is because the revelation of Malchus and Knesset Yisrael and the Jewish people is altogether dependent on their service to Hashem. If they serve God and sanctify his name within them, in their whole bodies and being, then his kedusha is revealed within them. Then the pure neshama of Yisrael on high unites with God. May he be blessed. Hashem's light flows into it and through it into the Jewish people as described. If, however, they do not act to fulfill the will of God, chas v'shalom, and his Kedusha, Das, and desire are not revealed through the Jewish people, then such a Jew blemishes not only himself and his own neshama, but also the neshama of Yisrael on high in its aspect of Malchus and Knesset Yisrael. He has distanced the unification of Knesset Yisrael in the higher realms. This is the matter of exile of the Shekhinah. That's called the Shekhinah in Golus. So on Shabbos you get a taste of what it really is. So that's a beautiful piece to understand Eish Yisrael on another level. And we'll see what Hashem will provide for us for next week in terms of finding another aspect of the Eish Yisrael.
We finished the